Still check, Murray?
Testing.
Golden.
1, 2, testies.
And we are live. It is the 20% podcast, homies. Welcome back. Seattle's coolest podcast.
What up?
I think the Seahawks are you know, I'm from
Seahawks
here.
Seahawks fucking lost. Let's go,
I'm
baby.
I'm from here. I will always support them.
I don't give a shit. Get your own team. Fuck yeah, Seahawks.
That is,
Hawks
that
down.
Is the team.
Hawks
it's the
down.
Seattle Seahawks. The Seattle Seahawks. Of Seattle.
City pride.
You're jumping on a bandwagon.
No, I think.
No, it's not. I'm from here my whole life. My whole life.
No, I'm jumping on a bad team. That is not a bandwagon. I'm going Detroit Lions, baby. They're blue.
That's so dumb.
They're bad, and they got a cat.
Have you been to Detroit? You drove through it once, didn't you?
Yes.
Or is that Chicago?
I haven't been in Detroit. No, I've been in Michigan, but not Detroit.
Okay.
I always assume everyone from Detroit just wants to punch you. Like, I assume they're very aggressive and, like,
Eminem.
Angry.
All I know is, like, Eminem and they're the motor
city. They used to be, if you think about it, Detroit is, like, the old kind of, like, L.A. Like a lot of shit was going on there. Like, it was booming with business and population and, like, not fucking sketch and, like. But when the motor companies left, like.
You're nothing.
Got left to the streets.
That could be Seattle one day.
Yeah.
When Amazon
Dude,
and everyone pulls
so.
Out.
Seattle's
pretty. We got like a lush wilderness and stuff. We got. But I mean like Forks. I guess like all Forks is like known for. It's just like really small and towny and like.
Vampire love.
But yeah, they have like nothing but Twilight.
I'm an emotional teenager. I'm in love with a vampire.
I'm reading that book in the Twilight series.
You should go
I'm
to Forks. I've never been to Forks.
Forks
on, like,
is like,
the west
dude,
side of
it's
Washington.
So eerie. Like,
really?
There's nothing in Forks, but La Push is
we should
gorgeous.
Beautiful.
Yeah, I would go for La Push.
It's a drive, but it's nice.
I want to see. I saw this thing. There's a beach called fucking Kalakanok or something. Kalakanok Beach. Or something like that. But there's a tree with, like, two pieces of land, like, coming together. But they're, like, 10 feet apart or something. But there's a whole-ass tree growing out of the middle of this big space. And you just see all of the roots. But I guess it's
That's
falling.
Cool.
It's falling, though, and it will fall soon.
And it's in Washington?
But it's by Forks.
It's a big tree?
All right. I'm down.
I'll show you guys a picture. It's Kalakanok Beach.
I'll throw it on the screen.
Yeah.
Out on the screen.
Yeah, we know how to do that.
I could do that. I mean, I could
can
do that.
Can you actually?
I could do that, yeah.
Yeah? We should do that a lot more with, like, our references and stuff like that. Like,
yeah.
We talk about anything.
Yeah, or somehow just hook my computer up to the TV and bring the TV in, and I could just have the...
Ryan, pull that up.
Yeah, yeah.
Ryan, pull that up. Just every time.
That's why I just want to... I want a camera guy and a dude that could just do that. Like,
yeah. I keep, you know, we keep saying.
Okay.
We should do.
We should actually start looking for. Like,
yeah. I should put out a Craigslist ad. And if you're listening, if you're in the area.
We needed to do this like 37 episodes ago.
Nah.
37 episodes
community.
Ago, you didn't exist.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Fetus.
Oh, you want me out of here?
You can tell we said something.
I'll go. I'll get my Explorer. I'll keep going. I'll go to New York.
Okay, there's something that I do. Want and I need you guys to hear me out. I think we should do like a good 20 pod handshake.
Ooh.
Like a solid like 15 steps for this handshake.
All right, let's write it out first, I guess. I'm already overwhelmed.
A handshake,
yeah, like, you know, like something from Parent Trap, but then like better.
We could do that.
We need to figure out how to get the audio from here, like the Spotify audio, to the YouTube audio, to that, to like match up with the video.
Yeah, it's just a pain in the ass to do that.
Yeah, especially because are they still like 20-minute intervals?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Is there like a little bit of a... We can figure it out. We'll figure it out.
Anyway, some hilarious news. Donald Trump.
Banned from...
Dude, I saw this thing on Twitter. It had a list of all the different platforms. Here we go. He's banned from Reddit, Twitch, Shopify, Twitter, Google, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, TikTok, Spotify, Discord, Pinterest. Who gets banned from Pinterest, bro?
Cult leaders.
Someone retweeted it and was like, dude's phone is literally just a brick.
Yeah, he might as well be using the Nokia. Yeah.
Yeah.
Gets banned. There's like Pornhub on there.
But I saw like they had a fucking, they literally had a watch party and they were like cheering on as the people were like breaking in all the shit. And all the fucking riots were happening.
Yeah.
And stuff. And they were like, yeah, woohoo. Like, as you see it on the TV happening. And they're like, yeah. Like,
I heard that he was allegedly, yeah, I'm good, disappointed by how low class his, like, the Trumpers looked or appeared
what
to
was
be.
He expecting,
like,
I guess.
I don't know.
Question.
Apparently, Donald Trump just doesn't really like low class people. And that's, like, a majority of his followers, I feel like. So.
Man.
That was very funny.
Yeah, and then it's funny to like all the like the candid pictures of like the people in the outrageous costumes or like in the with their feet propped up on like the Congress people's desks in their office. Like all of them are getting arrested now, and they're just like begging for forgiveness. And it's like, what did you think was gonna happen?
They're on a no-fly list because they're considered terrorists, like to the country.
It's a revolution.
Yeah.
Just see the lady that got maced.
And
I got maced because it's a revolution.
Oh my god, I can't believe this happened to me. And now Donald Trump Jr. is just like crying on Twitter about his daddy getting banned. And it's like, wah, wah, little bitch. Like,
gosh.
Fuck Trump.
And I was like, when it was all happening too, I was just like, how are they going to like argue their case on this one? Like,
right,
how are
gonna
they
going to spin it?
Yeah. And you know what they're doing? They're saying that Democrats paid off Antifa, and that those aren't Trump supporters. They're all Antifa that were paid off by Democrats. That's
damn Antifa. Dude, these people will go to no, like, it is insane, dude.
It was so funny as it was happening. You could just see the dramatic incline of all of the middle-aged people in the break room watching it on TV, screaming about like political stuff. And I'm just like eating a sandwich. And I'm just,
dude,
like,
and then crazy. And then in the Trump crowd, there was like the Blue Lives Matter people. Okay, literally those same people beat a cop that was there with a fire extinguisher.
What?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So.
Oh, and you see, like, an entire, like, wing of some building was, like, just a black, just one single black cop, like, guarding all the shit. And there's, like, a fucking crowd of them coming in.
And no, they're all racist.
Yeah. And there's no other, like authorities around. It's just, like, camera guy videoing this black dude, this black cop, like, about to get fucking trampled by all these Trump-supporting white people. And, like, no one's doing anything. I'm like, what's going on? Like,
it's so disgraceful. Like, dude, we are, like, America used to be, like, something, like, to be proud of. Mm-hmm. And it's a fucking dude, I can't even imagine what the other countries, dude. Like, they're just laughing their asses off.
I'm so pissed off about you. Sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Okay.
I'm so pissed off. You weren't saying anything for a minute. Go ahead.
But your friend in Canada's getting like $1,000 like every couple weeks.
Yeah, Canadians have been getting $1,000 every 2 weeks for the last 7 months, and it just got renewed. Ugh. The only thing with that is like you pay higher taxes on it, but like, duh.
Yeah, I don't know.
What the fuck, bro? Speaking of employment. Okay, I got some beef to settle here.
Everyone has beef with you, I feel like.
Well,
good job there.
All right, listen up.
I'm sure you're connected.
I was in position to get a nice, comfy job at Ameriprise Financial. And I was going in for my quote-unquote second interview to meet the owner. And I get a phone call. And they're like, we found your podcast and we're going to remove you from consideration because of it. You know what, dude? And like Ryan from like a year or two ago probably would have cussed the guy out on the phone. But I was nice to him. And he was like, well, if you ever need professional advice, like you can call me. It's like, bro, I don't need your fucking advice. Like you need to stop being a fucking square. Like, get your outdated way of thinking the hell away from me. All your company does is help rich people get richer. Like, I don't need your advice, bro. Like, I'm good.
Ameriprise Financial Firm, you're a bunch of pussies.
Yeah, dude. That's what you're we think. You're a bunch of oldies in suits thinking you do something important. You know what, dude? This is this is way cooler, okay?
You're all, well, what episode did you listen to?
Doesn't matter how many drugs you're on, you can always crunch numbers, and that wouldn't affect anything.
How dare you be related?
If anything, I'm more motivated to be here.
In your demographic. How dare you? Like... So, you know, I was a little fired up after that, but I'm good because I'm better off without them. But fuck you, Ameriprise. That's what I gotta say.
This podcast is gonna thrive.
Fuck Ameriprise.
Fuck Ameriprise.
So, you guys know about my aunt. My auntie. Lorraine.
Bad goulash for the listeners if they need a refresher.
So, she helped raise me as a child.
The prostitute mama.
She helped raise me as a child. She is a woman, and she's middle aged. She had my cousins were her children, and stuff. And anyway, we grew up and stuff. And this one time when I was six, found $20 out in the alley in Everett, Washington, and find $20. And I'm like, all right, cousin that I'm with, don't say anything to your mom, cause you know. A little shifty, right? So we go in the house and he immediately says, Cyrus found $20. So I'm like, oh my gosh. So this adult woman is like, hey, 6-year-old, give me that money that you found. Give it. And snatched out my hand. And I've always remembered it. And anyway, sometimes when I get bored and she's a sketchy person, she, you know, was a prostitute. You know, it's her profession. But anyway, you know, sketchy people, you know, mainly people from Everett, seem to make new accounts on Facebook and then like, you know, like new ones and new, you know, sketchy mm-hmm. people that you see, like why, why do sketchy people, always have new social media accounts?
They're always re-adding you. Like, yeah. Like, why,
like,
bro?
Like, why do I have 3 Alexes that I'm friends with? There's only one of you. And, but anyway, she's one of those people. And she just made a new one, and you know, I messaged her about 3 times. The last message feud we got into was, you owe me $20, and she always asks every time, "What are you talking about?" Blah blah blah. And I'm like, 15 years ago, remember? And the last time, this a few months ago, I said it on the last episode, she sends me a picture of her hoo ha. This is a woman that raised me. And anyways, you know, she's in her mid to late 40s, and it wasn't a sight for me. I wasn't happy to see it. And I said, is that spoiled
allegedly.
Roast?
Allegedly.
I said in the messages, is that spoiled roast beef? She said, that's grown woman pussy, something you would never know about, which is, you know, you raised, you're an adult. Like, this is out of my element, and I'm good. And I said, well, I can smell it from here. And that was the end of the thing. She blocked me after that. But then she made a new one. So she made a new one and so I'm like, okay, like this is on Friday, a couple days ago. I messaged her, okay, you owe me $20, like as usual, and I was not a fan of your onion goulash at all, is what I said. And there was onions in it, gross, like it was gross. But you know, plain hamburger meat, gross. And but anyway, I was like, hey, you owe me $20 on goulash, gross. And then she was like, enlighten me again. And I was already mentally prepared if she sends a photo to just not open it and delete it. But I got no photo. She goes, I don't know what you're talking about. And I reminded her again. And she was like, I go, and then I may have said, this may have been out of line. Maybe crack isn't that good for the memory. And I reminded her.
And she has cancer.
I forgot that she had cancer.
Oh, I hate when I forget people have cancer.
So I was still going off, and she goes something about respect your elders and blah, blah, blah. And then before I can even respond with something else that's funny, that was funny, her second-born son, Lawrence, that kid who was playing that said, hey, Cyrus found $20.
Yeah.
He's grown up. He's about 9 months older than me. We were close and stuff as kids. Mm-hmm. He goes, hey, what you talking about my mom? And blah, blah, blah. And I was like, I was like, she owes me $20 from that one time. Remember? And
you were there.
Yeah, you were right there. You said that I had found $20.
It was your fault. You owe me $20 exactly. too.
You just stood idly by as this happened. And, you know, I thought you'd be on my side. And he goes, don't say that about my mama doing crack and stuff and blah, blah, blah. And anyway, he was like, we about to fight right now and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, yeah, let's go. Let's and he was like, come to, he's like, where you live at? And I was like, I have roommates, but like any parking lot right now, like not, or not right now. I didn't say right now, but he was like, he wanted to right now. And he was like, he's trying to get my address, and then he sent his address, and he's like, come by, bring whoever you want, walk in the door. And I was like, and I'm at work just on my lunch break, I was watching all this like political stuff, and I'm just eating like
banana bread.
Yeah, I did not, that was last week. And but so he's telling me all this stuff, and I'm like, you know what, let's meet tomorrow afternoon. He's like, why not right now, pussy? And I'm like, I'm at work, how about I get off at 8, like let's go at 8. And he's like, all right, and where? And I was like, the same alley that we were playing at when we lived in Everett. From
the scene of the crime.
Yeah, exactly. And in the alley, like when we were kids. And I always wanted to be a fighter, like a professional fighter, but my cage has been rattled a lot for a lot of different reasons. And I don't think that's the right route for me brain wise, but this was going to be like my title shot. This resolves my childhood. I was like, you know, I was a little runt, and now I'm big and strong, as the mushrooms tell me. And, but anyway, I was like, yeah, there. And he's like, yeah. And, so then my other cousin, his older sister messaged me and tried to like talk us out of it. And, she's like, she said that she talked him out of it, and then I was gonna message him like, or like, you still, I'm like, I'm, yeah, I'm off, about to be off work,
still want to throw hands.
Yeah, you want to throw hands. And he was like, you know what, it's not worth it, I'm just trying to make like the best life I can for me and my son. He has a son, he's my age, he has a son, but he's like, I'm just trying to make the best life I can, and I can, and we can smoke a blunt and whatever, and I can pay you the $20. And
they're so willing to pay him.
Yeah, I was like, I could still get the $20 that I was owed. And I was
you
like,
just show up. And yeah, I was like, all right.
Imagine. I don't need the blunt. Just hand me the money.
Yeah. But yeah, that was so funny. But yeah, he called it off, and then he was like, you know, whatever, like this is family, whatever. But like, that's fucked up saying that. I was like, okay, well, I feel bad. And then I remember that she had cancer, and then I was like, I'm a dick. So, but, you know, but not, but kind words were said. So
you just show up to fight over $20 from 15 years ago.
It was $20, dude. I was 6.
Yeah. Inflation. In $20 20 years ago.
No, but what's funny about
ago.
That is like a lot of people don't have memory of that occasion, but I know that all the adults, like including my mom, were like, I don't know what you're gonna do, you know. But I'm like, you know, $20 though. But but that's resolved. I'm on to the next troll, and I think that's my cousin who doesn't.
So should we still message her?
Nah.
Okay.
I wanted you guys. Yeah.
All right, we'll put that one to bed.
Yeah.
Can't keep beating a dead horse, you know.
I've never social media trolled someone before. Maybe that should be like my 2021 goal.
Honestly, my 2020 highlight was when I trolled Kmart on Twitter.
Oh, yeah, that was good. That was good.
Yeah, because yeah. I tweeted, I was like, does anyone still go to Kmart? Like, does it still exist? And they tweeted back at me. And they were like, of course we're still here. And I sent, my reply was two pictures. It was a heading of an article that was like talking about their bankruptcy. And then I had a picture of their crashing stock.
Oof.
In the red, and I was like, yeah, you're fine. Mm. And then they go, yeah, you seem like a ray of sunshine. But you know what, I got a contact, yeah, at Kmart.
We need to call out like more dying businesses and make fun of them.
Yeah, yeah, rub some dirt on it.
No. Fuck you, Sears.
You know, how much longer can
Macy's?
Is Macy's doing bad?
How much longer can like Long John Silver's stay up, or Long John Arby's? You know, Arby's has the commercials.
We got the beef.
Yeah,
or the meat.
Yeah, we got the meats.
We got the meat.
We have the meats.
What a slogan.
He has a guy from Bob's Burgers on their commercials. But yeah.
I don't think that's going to revive him.
So we're out here. You're out of here.
Wendy's is a savage on social media, dude. I don't know who their social media person is, but Wendy's is crazy, dude. They like troll so many people and have so many good like snapbacks.
Like
and,
they respond.
Oh, well, yeah. They're good.
I feel like maybe they just hire people like us. Well, actually, I'm not a troll, but people like you, Ryan. a big business could hire you to snap you back at that? People.
I don't
social media controller. What's the activator owner?
There's probably a fancy name for
controller.
It.
Controller. You could be a controller.
I'd love that.
like the men in your head.
Yo, dude, some scary shit happened in Indonesia. There is a flight, a Boeing 737. I don't know if you guys heard about this at all.
Mm-mm. This is a while ago.
No, this just happened this week. Within 10 minutes after takeoff, it went down.
No.
It crashed, yeah.
After takeoff?
Yeah.
10 minutes after
Did a lot of people die?
I'm pretty sure all of them.
How come, yeah, and we're not hearing about it?
I mean, it is on the news. I don't know. I heard about it. But that, another Boeing plane,
too. We need
to
get that on Instagram ASAP. No, that sucks, though. Indonesia?
Dude, like, I get, like, people are like, ooh, it's more dangerous to drive a car than to fly a plane, you know, to be in a plane or whatever. Mm-hmm. But, like, most car accidents.
Pretty fucking dangerous.
Most car accidents, you're gonna survive. But imagine you're on a plane and it's just going down, dude. Holy fuck, dude. That's horrifying.
I think it'd be worse to be on, like, a cruise ship.
Oh, God.
And your cruise ship is like
cruise ship
like
people
a
are literally the worst. If you go on a cruise ship, you whatever happens.
They're mostly there's this thing on like the Patriot Act. It's on Netflix. But it's about like cruises, and most of them are like owned out of Norway, mm-hmm. and then they employ people out of Philippines like,
for hella cheap, mm-hmm.
poor people for super low wages, and they overwork the fuck out of them, mm-hmm. like fucking
yeah.
80-hour shifts and shit like that.
And I don't like why you're already making millions and millions and millions.
Exactly.
Like
yeah.
they're so slimy, and it's just sad. Like the people that like you know they save up money like their whole year, and they're like, I'm gonna go on a cruise, and it's like you spend a whole week just drinking yourself into a coma in the middle of the fucking ocean. You're hungover. Your money's all gone, and for what? It's gross. It's dumb. Bad.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not a vacation.
I saw this meme the other day that was like, because Elon Musk or whatever just took over as like
the richest person
over the Amazon guy, and it was like Amazon workers getting a pay cut or something.
That's pretty funny.
That's cool.
Losing more of your benefits. That's so fucked, dude. But I feel like Tesla actually like pays their people. You don't really hear any reports. Like, I mean, I'm sure there's some shady shit, but
like
Bezos just pay up. It's awful.
Yeah, the employees. He owns Whole Foods now too.
Yeah, he's had that for a while.
Overpriced groceries.
They're organic.
Oh right.
Just like what's that?
Sprouts.
No, Sprouts. I feel like is okay. PCC.
I've never even heard of that.
That's a. I think it's just a Seattle.
Yeah,
one.
It's like a bougie Whole Foods, and they're just
it's
so.
Like it's a Seattle like yeah super bougie like Trader Joe's like.
Yeah, like. It's like why? Who's? I walked in there one time and I walked out. I was like, there's no way I'm paying these prices. Mm-hmm.
Like a $20 salad.
Like absurd.
I'm a Winco type of person.
Winco's nice.
Winco's the bomb.
I'm a Costco executive member. I got a black card.
And Winco's like one of the only places that is 24 hours around here.
Yeah.
There's like no 24-hour places around here, and I don't get it.
Yeah, it's really weird. I wish everything was 24 hours. Everyone would have jobs.
East Coast, 24-hour places everywhere.
Yeah.
Really?
Why is it a thing in the East Coast?
Let's go to New York.
West Coast?
Let's just go to New York.
Yeah, I want
now.
To go to New York.
I don't know if I said it last time, but the last time I was on mushrooms,
yeah,
I was furiously like telling everyone that I was with at the time, I need to go to New York immediately, and I need a plane ticket right now. And I need to go. And I was like, it's seconds away from calling Ryan. Like, Ryan, we need to go to New York right now. Like, or else. Like, like, shit's going to go south.
Have you ever been to New York?
No. Not at all. But I was like, that needs to happen right now.
I must go.
Yes. The world is calling me there right now.
In the middle of a pandemic, I must go.
We should do a road trip. Bring a mask.
Yeah.
The only thing is, I don't know if I'd want a road trip to New York because I wouldn't want to drive in New York.
We don't have to. We can go to like fucking Arizona, Vegas, and San Diego. They're all within the same vicinity.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Just down the West Coast. That'd be fun. You want me to pass that along?
West Coast road trip.
Yeah.
And the West Coast is just way sexier than the East Coast. Sexy as fuck
so,
out here.
So pros, the West Coast is sexier. Sexy. But the East Coast has 24-hour places all the time. Maybe does LA have 24-hour places all the time?
LA's a lockdown.
No, I heard
bro.
It doesn't.
No.
Yeah, yeah, I don't think so.
Also,
what is
I
this,
think LA
dude?
Just sucks. LA's weird.
Yeah,
like,
I think it's run its course. I think it's crashing right now.
I just feel like everyone that lives in LA is so like surface level, like materialistic.
Yeah, but I feel like
it's about
to be out there, that's
how
you have to be. Like, it's just it's just so appropriated in the culture there. Like, it's all they know. So to them, it's not weird or anything. Like, not superficial. It's just Hollywood.
It's funny though, because I feel like New Jersey's kind of like that too, but in a different way.
Oh, like trashy?
Yeah,
like
in a trashy way.
Yeah, this is my trash site.
Like,
this is mine.
Oh, your coat isn't fur and bedazzled. You're nothing.
What's Coney Island? That place is trashy as fuck, dude.
I want to go out there.
That is.
I was just saying, I want to go to Coney Island.
It
yeah.
is, dude. That is the epitome of fucking white trash.
Well,
isn't
that's
going to
be
but
our
what's
budget
the amusement
there. So.
Is there an amusement park there?
I think.
I thought Coney Island was an amusement park.
I mean, it's an island.
It's a city.
Yeah. You have to take a ferry there.
But they have an amusement park on it?
They did, I think, but it's probably closed up by now. Okay. Probably didn't make it out.
I don't know. We got this summer.
Coney Island, here we go.
Let's go to Coney Island.
Coney Island or bust.
New Jersey's one of the states where they pump the gas for you.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Weird. I thought Oregon was the last state to do it. Oregon still does it, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It's so weird, too. It's like, do you tip them? Do you not tip them?
Yeah, you're supposed to.
When I was in Oregon helping that person move a couple weeks ago, I pulled up to a gas station, and I forgot about it, and this dude walked up, and I was like, I can just do it. Like, this is weird. He's like, all right. Yeah,
is that you?
Yeah. Wow. It's weird. I don't need help. Like,
I don't understand it. Like, what difference does it make?
Right. You just a dude standing by the pumps.
How much? Gotcha.
Yeah.
And they like do your card.
Yeah,
for you.
It's like, what if they just run off with your card? I don't know.
That's a good scam.
Yeah.
You wait outside of a gas station.
There we go.
Let's go to Oregon and rob someone. Yeah.
I've never robbed anyone before.
Let's go. 20% robbery. Let's go.
We're vlogging it.
Hey, you said we needed something scandalous to get us on the
map.
Yeah,
we need controversies. I want to get canceled.
This summer, if the Space Needle opens back up, you guys down for a little... I'm doing this regardless. Anyone else does this, anyone doesn't want to go, I'm going to be in the Space Needle up top. I'm going to have maybe a little brunch. They're pretty expensive. But
don't do that. It's so expensive.
I'll have a drink or two. I'm going to have a Bloody Mary.
Extra spicy.
Or a Moscow Mule. Or a gin and tonic, and I'm gonna nerf war with a
dude.
Few people. There's gonna be a few people there. If you guys don't want to go, you're not
Are
invited.
You not gonna smoke a blunt on it any up there anymore?
I don't know. Maybe that's like public
intoxication,
or something.
Dude, just talking about drinks though. I fucking miss bars, man.
Yeah.
That's rough, man.
There's outdoor bars. There's
it's not the same.
A couple.
I can't wait to bring you guys to my whack little hometown bars when we make it to Lewiston.
I want
to
kick it with some Lewiston people.
We were going to go, Lacey.
I know. We were so gung-ho on Christmas. Oh, yeah, we're going to pack up Play-Doh.
It was New Year's.
It was New Year's.
Yeah, we were just since Cyrus isn't here, let's just do it.
We were all plastered. Let's go.
It felt real. I texted my mom. I said, heads up, we might.
And then we woke up, we're like, sounds awful. We don't have any money. How are we doing this?
That's literally what I texted Ryan. I was like, hey, I feel like my bank account wouldn't like if we went to Idaho, but if you guys still really want to go, then I guess we can go.
Man.
I was so hungover too. Oof.
Alcohol is just not, like, it's fun, I guess, but it's just run its course for me, I think. It's not really not that January. I'm trying to do this whole sober January thing, but I mean, it's just the nicotine, really. It's the only thing that I don't even really think about weed or alcohol or drugs.
Well, I've just been taking dabs. Like, I just take one and I'm good for hours.
Yeah, that's me literally with bong rips. I just need one bong rip.
Yeah.
And work on my puzzle.
I am going to – I haven't sworn off mushrooms, though. I've sworn off acid. Done with that. No. I'm good. I'm good on that forever. But, I've had three bad trips. All three of my trips have been bad.
One thing I want to try is salvia.
I did – that was the first thing I did, like, before I did anything else, which is a weird
and it's just a plant, right?
Yeah, but it is a hallucinogen. Like,
yeah. It's like kind of like DMT where it lasts like not that long.
It's a couple minutes. Tops. Yeah, yeah.
Wasn't it?
But it's kind of fun,
legal
honestly.
For a long time.
It's legal
time.
Now.
They sell it in still head shops, legal? In smoke shop. I think we can go to a smoke shop right now and go get some salvia. I think.
Let's get some fucking new next episode.
Yeah.
Next
scary.
Episode salvia.
We'll just record it and we should have a separate episode because it's not like it's a couple minutes.
Yeah,
but it'll be
salvia.
But
yeah, it's fucking legal.
Weird.
It is weird. Yeah, I don't know. But it, I mean, like, you can't kill anyone. Like, I mean,
just your brain cells.
Yeah. Bye, brain cells. Bye. Bye. They're off.
That's what I liked about like acid. Just like putting the tab in your mouth, and you're just like saying body brain. Like, it's like
yeah. No, acid was just like no. I just sat here for like hours. And your friend John came over and was like, I can't talk.
Oh yeah, what was John doing to you when you were all tripping? Oh,
John got in his face.
When
and
I was
John
peeking,
has this thing where he says, "Do you want to? Do you want this? Careful, it's not that PC." Someone got mad at me recently for saying, "You want to fuck faggot?" Because it's a funny thing that Joe said.
In a joke form, I will literally never apologize to fucking anyone. You got a problem with a joke? Go cry in a corner.
It was
little baby.
It was a homosexual.
I don't care. It's a joke, dude.
Okay, but the word faggot isn't. But I mean, like, I got like a talking to about it.
Okay. So. I mean, whatever. I don't care. It's fucking funny, dude.
But anyway,
was he
your
shaking
friends,
you?
Yeah, he
but
was
yeah,
shaking
he
me
was
on the bed. He was like, "You're a fuck faggot." Like, when I'm tripping
like,
balls.
And you're like, he's such a big guy. Like, he's like really strong. You're like flopping up and down on your bed. He's like, "You want to fuck faggot? You want to fuck faggot?" And you're just like bouncing in the air, like, oh my God.
Do you remember how you felt in that moment?
I think just scared. Like.
I was just like backing up out of the room. I was like, leave me alone. I was terrified. Yeah,
dude, he's going through a rough patch right now. Like, he was telling me about his like
does he need a place to stay?
He needs a long-term solution, but his credit's fucked. He doesn't have any support, and it sucks, dude. Like, when you're kids and teenagers, you don't really like grasp like you see people having shitty lives, and when it starts happening to you, like, it's like, I don't know, it's it's just hard to like put your head around. Like, but yeah, he's thinking about going and living in a motel because like he found one for, you can pay one for like a month. It's under $1,000, but
Jesus,
I just don't want that for him. But
that
like
sucks.
He has 500 credit, like. And I was like, what happened? He's like, well, you know, I just ordered a bunch of credit cards, maxed them out, and then never paid them. Like,
Weird.
Showed them.
Oops. Ah.
Yeah.
If he needs a place to stay,
he's not going to take it. He needs a long term.
Okay.
And he has a diabetic cat.
I don't.
That's a fourth cat at your place.
Good kitties.
What's another one?
And he needs a very specific like insulin because mm-hmm. there's many.
It's expensive.
Apparently there's a numerous amount of cat insulin.
Yeah, there's different types. There's like three or four different types.
My mom reminds me all the time that Mimers needs to lose weight so she doesn't get the beaties.
The beaties.
Cat diabetes.
Yeah.
This video is brought to you by cat diabetes.
Let's do a walk for cat diabetes.
Yeah, let's raise
but
awareness.
We just like make some like bummy t-shirts and some posters.
We walk like
we stand on a corner.
We can walk like two blocks. We're already retired.
Make posters that say "Honk for cat diabetes."
Yes,
there was people. There was anti-maskers like down the street from here, like earlier today. They were like, masks do not prevent COVID. And there's like a whole paragraph on their sign. I was like, I can't.
But if you're still denying COVID, like
your dad,
I could do acid 100 times every day for the rest of my life, and I still won't be as dumb as you. Like,
mm-hmm. You heard it from Mr. Harbold.
When
Mr. Harbold
stuff was going on, because I live like near downtown, like where the buildings are, but there were all these Trump supporters with like flags on their cars just driving in circles honking just like over and over. Like it took us like a hot minute just to go to the post office because there were so many of them. But I'm like, what are you guys doing? Like literally they were just driving in circles honking. And so sometimes I would like give a double toot back and flip them off, like just like
they just waste their time.
Yeah.
I don't get it, bro. Like
it's a revolution.
And there was a group of people in Southern California that stormed a mall that were just like, no masks, no masks. Like,
it's like, and they think they're like these heroes.
Yeah, it's like, what are you doing, bro? Just go home. Just stop. If you want to have your beliefs, fine, but like, just sit at home and think about it. Like,
I thought a real revolution.
This country's so dumb, bro. We're getting so fucking dumb.
We're idiots. Yeah, that's fucking, so what do you guys think about Kanye song?
Kanye West. What's going on?
I don't think they did
so
it.
So Kanye, Kim, Outskis,
well,
for sure.
Yeah, they're going to divorce.
And
but
then Jeffree Star, and I haven't read into any of the articles, and I haven't listened to anything.
Well, the rumor was spread by this TikToker, mm-hmm. and I think she did come out and say that like it wasn't true. Mm-hmm. I think she just did it for, you know, clout or whatever, attention. But also, Jeffree's not denying it. Like,
no, yes, he did.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Oh,
like,
okay.
He made a video that denied it and was just like...
There was a lyric in a... I think Jeffree Star made a song.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, just sucked Kanye's dick, now I'm one of the boys or something. There's a line in a song from a couple of years ago.
Oh.
Which is weird, yeah. But...
I didn't know Jeffree Star made music, so he does.
That's
makeup.
How he originally technically kind of got famous,
yeah.
Like from MySpace's music.
He's been around for a minute.
Yeah,
oh,
actually saw him at Warped Tour.
What's that?
When he like
that was
you know what
media?
Warped Tour is?
That was
Band
like
Warped
it
Tour?
Was like a big pop punk tour.
He's a baby. He's a fetus.
Yeah.
I forget.
Oh, I still
it doesn't
have
exist
my youth.
Anymore.
Oh, okay. Oh, I'm gonna look. I look a little bit more youthful. Oh, okay. Sorry. What's up?
No.
What were you guys getting at? So he does makeup and music. They does makeup and music.
Yeah, I guess so.
So Ryan's got a beef with pronouns, right?
I've already been over this. Okay, I'm not doing it again.
Yeah,
I do know Jeffree doesn't give a fuck though. He goes by he or she.
Dude,
or they or them.
What the fuck? Andrew Schultz was on Logan Paul's podcast, and they were talking about Jeffree Star, and he was like, dude, what the fuck are you? He's like, no, when you're dressing
lot.
Like that and you have all that going on, he's like, I have the right to be wrong the first time. Like, and Logan was like, dude, I'm not saying a word. Like, I'm not getting canceled. He's like, no, I don't. He's like, no, like, look at him. What is that? He's like, he's a fine ass dude. Is he a dude? I don't know. If he's a dude, he's a fine ass dude.
He's a fine ass dude. That's funny. Oh, man. I had to watch, or I did end up watching the Mike Tyson one, and at the end, like, they had to, like, shoo him out. They had
he
to,
just
like,
kept talking.
his PR team was like, all right, let's get him out of here. Like, Mike Tyson's like, I ain't moving nowhere. Let me see more pictures of monkeys.
Makes me think of the bumpkin badge with you guys.
Yeah, that was good.
That was a fun day, actually, for, like, as rainy and, like, muddy it was.
Oh, my God.
I still have my muddy Tims yeah, right I know. Here. I've gotten a new pair of Tims since then. It's pretty dope.
But I just think of, like, how hard, like, I just laughed so much that day, like, especially, like, in IHOPs when you're putting your gut on the table. Yeah. And it was, like, empty, and when I was just, like, dying laughing in there, and there's, like, this single family on the other side of the restaurant, like, giving us, like, side
and
looks.
And we can't stop just making dumb noises. We're like, huh. Just all the time.
And the waitress was just, like, getting fed up, and you're just like, don't worry, we tip. And she's like, like, yeah. She just did not give a fuck.
She didn't like
and then, like, being in the pumpkin patch, and it's so rainy and so muddy, we couldn't go anywhere. And being like, where's Ryan? And he's, like, just wandering by himself, like, in the middle of the pumpkin patch with the popcorns in his horn. Yeah.
Say what you want about psychedelics, but, dude, they give you, as long as it's a good trip, bro, they give you the best fucking memories. Oh, yeah. And that's what I'm here to do.
That's cool.
That's how Gene Man got started.
I was wearing my jean jacket. Yeah,
honestly,
and my jeans.
The car ride to the pumpkin patch was so funny, dude.
Because we just started trivia. Like, we were just, like, on our way up there.
Dude, we should just make a vlog of Lacey just driving us around while we're on shrooms, bro. Like,
yeah, we should get some more.
Well, I just remember, like, hearing, like, Cyrus too. He's like, tell me your drink. Let me make, like, what do you want to drink? And I, like, glance up in
Starbucks
the rear
apron,
view. Yeah, and he just has, like, Starbucks.
What do you want?
On back there. And you guys were, like, harassing Hamim at my house before we left.
Oh, man. Yeah, road trip with some shroomies, bro. Hell yeah.
You just can't overdo
it. We should drive down the West Coast with some mushrooms.
When, I made a road trip almost 2 years ago to California with an old friend of mine, and on the 21-hour drive we smoked 17 blunts.
Jesus.
That's almost every hour.
Yeah, no, it was, and like we had them all pre-rolled and shit, like
that's pretty cool.
It was pretty crazy. I missed that shit, man. Just COVID really stole a lot.
Yeah. I am wondering like what they're going to do, like, with, like, the younger kids in, like, school and stuff. Like, I would think they would have to, like, repeat the grade or, like, I don't know. Like, this whole, it's, like, 2020 just, like,
didn't happen.
Yeah.
No. Okay. I have an article to pull up.
I mean, my little brother is still doing just online school, and he says he, like, Adam, like, I don't know, his teachers listens to this, but, he goes to middle school and he just like puts his shit on the computer and then he just like plays video games and it's like so easy to do that, I guess. And that's cool. Like I'm proud of him, but yeah, I just hope that they physically go back to school soon just so he can like, you know, hang out with some other kids his age. Cause it's like, that's so important at that age.
Okay. So the new variant strain of Corona going around. Okay. It is thought to now be between 40% and 70% more infectious than the original coronavirus. The new strain is estimated to represent only about 1% of all infections at the moment, but because of its increased contagiousness, the best estimates are that it will become a majority of all new infections by March.
Damn.
That's pretty close.
So it sounds like 2020. I retweeted this article and I was just like, 2020
part two.
I said 2020 season two. Like, dude, like, what if we just never get out of this cycle?
I've been, like, so broke this year, too. Like, I really had to learn how to, like, ball on a budget. Like, damn.
Haven't you done that forever?
Not as much. No, when I worked two jobs, I was doing all right. I was doing pretty good. So, but I would also work, like, 60 hours a week, so.
Yeah.
I'm gonna apply for a new job soon.
Mine keep not wanting me because of this scandalous podcast.
I'm going to make this podcast full time.
I'm full time.
I can't go back to the pie truck.
Oh, no.
I have no comment.
Or the pie bar. I got laid off from the pie bar.
No money. We have to let you go.
What about the speakeasy?
I have so many questions about that place, so whatever, dude. Like, they're trying to expand in the middle of a pandemic.
We're having a busy day. Here's some Adderall.
1 week before I get laid off, they're making renovations. It's like, okay, how'd you not notice your cash flow, bro? Whatever. Whatever. I'm not a businessman. I'm a college dropout, but something seems fishy here. Oh, a funny thing. So the NFL wildcard games, the playoff games, one of them was aired on Nickelodeon.
Really?
Nickelodeon. What? They had a deal, dude. And, like, every time a touchdown was scored, like, they have, like, slime animations and colors. It was so funny to watch. But, like, a lot of people were tweeting. They're just like, yo, my kid, like, has never watched, like, a football game. They were so, like, drawn in because of all the animations and the commentary and, like, little pop-ups on the screen and shit.
Interesting.
There was an oopsie. One of the football players, one of the wide receivers for the Chicago Bears, was mic'd up for the game. And live on the Nickelodeon, there was a penalty. And he's like, the fuck is that? And it was, like, so blatantly loud, like, just live on Nickelodeon. What the fuck?
That's good shit.
It's so funny, dude. Like, how'd you not expect that to happen? Oh, man. For good television.
We got physical with some football today.
Oh, that's right.
We took my little brother out to the football field. And
we were debating on where to go.
Yeah, there was we weren't allowed to be there, so we had to climb an 11-foot fence. So we had to, like, we scaled it.
Bro, I tried at multiple angles to go over this fence, and I slipped on this wet log, dude, and I fell.
You just see his lanky body just, like, bounce off this.
My legs just got swept. I fell into fucking thorn bushes, bro. It hurt. And Cyrus, like, standing there over me, he's like, oh my god, I'm here. And I was like, I don't need, like, I was standing in a pile of thorn bushes, and I was like, I don't need your help.
It looks like you do, though.
And I just pick, like, I can just see that because Cyrus is so, like,
And my pride just kicked in. No, I'm fine. It hurts very badly, but I'm fine.
You're like, I'm in front of an 11-year-old right now. My little brother's just like,
yeah, he was like, this isn't how I thought today was going to go.
Yeah, his role models over here.
But
being boys.
Because last week, somehow I got brought up about, like, I was like, yo, I'd love to be, like, a kicker in the NFL or something. And Cyrus was like, dude, it's so easy. And I'm like, no fucking way, dude. So we did not make one field goal. Okay.
I made one.
Wait,
actually.
Did you guys have,
like,
a tee,
5 feet away
or
from
did
it?
Someone have to hold it up with the finger?
Hold it with the finger. And then the
that's
first
what they
time,
do. They do that. We didn't have a thing.
Yeah,
I know.
And I forgot you're supposed to, like, pull away at the last second. So Cyrus's first field goal, like, my finger just got kicked.
Yeah, look, so I hold it and then he kicks it. He kicks it fine. Like, it, you know, it didn't go well, but I was like, all right, my turn. And then Ryan puts his finger up and didn't move it. I just, like, kicked the shit out of his head. Like,
I thought it broke for a second. Like,
I just picture you just like, ow! Watching these two grown men. It's
yeah, I'm
like,
25.
It's like stepbrothers or like Dumb and Dumber.
Little brother's just kicking a soccer ball. Like, okay.
Yeah, so it turns out I'm not going to be a kicker. I'm not a quarterback. I'm not a receiver. I don't know. But it was just so fun.
I'm a running back through and through. No, but when I was in high school, one of my coaches was, like, married to his old students. Got known the head coach. Hugo was his name. And he was just, like, he would just be Hugo. He would just be at, like, high school parties.
The
PE teacher and fucking
it would
coach.
Be the PE teacher.
Yeah,
he's in love.
Swishy pants.
Age is just a number.
Exactly.
No, but there was something like that at my high school too. Our music teacher was like this super young, attractive dude, and he started dating like this student. I think it was during her junior or senior year, and they were a couple. So he left his job, and then they got engaged after she graduated, and they were together for a few years, but then they broke up.
Cringy.
Weird. Wonder why. I used to fight wildfires. You guys know that.
You fought firefighters?
Yeah. But there was this 19-year-old girl on the crew, and I was in a relationship at the time, so I wasn't, like, you know, sniffing around or anything. But there was a 35-year-old man who was married and had kids, and he was in the army and stuff, and then he was he's doing the firefighting and he's taking care of his kids and stuff, and then he wanted to be a cop, and but anyway, I like looked up to this guy, admired this guy at the time, and I went through some stuff and then dipped to San Diego. But meanwhile, this 35-year-old man was like throupling it with this 19-year-old girl.
Throupling? What was that word?
That's a couple, but three. So with this, so he had two. So he had his wife, and then they would bring in, like, it was a unicorn.
Yeah.
That, yeah, this 19-year-old girl would be like a unicorn with this 35-year-old couple. And that happened. And then some like long weird posts happen on all over like Facebook and Instagram and stuff. And then it's like the 19-year-old girl was just moved in, and then the wife was just moved out.
And then
this 19-year-old girl is like posting like, hey, these are my kids and blah 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 blah, and like, I love when they call me mom and stuff like that. And then the guy, the 35-year-old guy, is like makes long posts all the time about how much he is in love with her all the time to this day. And it's like it's been like 2 years and stuff.
They're
and
still going strong.
He's like, ever since the moment I met this beautiful woman, my life was changed. And blah 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 blah, and it's like crazy. Yeah.
I had this really random kind of train of thought when I was doing my Uber Eats, because I just have a lot of time to think to myself. Okay, so speaking of like relationships, okay, so like when people break up, that's when you see people change the most, you know. And then I thought about it. I was like, that's pretty weird, because like. Because then that would mean when you're in a relationship, you do the least amount of changing.
Oh, yeah.
So that's what?
I hate that about relationships. People become extremely stagnant.
Yeah.
Complacent.
Yeah. And like, it's like
comfortable. You're like, oh, okay. So this is all
I need. And I feel like some couples, they don't want their partner to like grow, or like. I feel like a lot of partners are actually incredibly insecure, really close-minded. And they just know like insecure, well, like, and they don't want, not a competition, but they don't want their partner to like realize that they're like, better or bigger than them.
Yeah. I think like outgrowing them. And so
I feel like, yeah, like couples will like prevent each other, like low key, like sabotage each other's growth.
Yeah. I think, yeah.
There's a lot of unhealthy couples. To
find that healthy love, dude, that's what's rare. Love isn't hard to find. It's like that. I don't know. It's and like when you're in a relationship, when you need to make a big decision, like a moving job, like it's like, okay, well, what do they think? Like you forget to like put yourselves first in these big situations that
so you make more sacrifices than you want to, and then you have to present.
And then you feel like you can't make these sacrifices. So I don't know. It was just a random train of thought, but I was like, shit.
Yeah. So just, I guess, for people in relationships to be mindful about, you know, keep growing.
Yeah, right. Throw a wrench.
And push your partner to grow too.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're therapists now.
We know what we're doing.
Dr. Lacey.
I might apply to work with like at risk youth. I don't know how that's gonna come into play with the continuous drug use, but it's just gonna be weed, and mushrooms here and there, but maybe
salvia, depending on how it turns out.
Yeah, we need to look into that.
Anyway. I could just like. No, because like I'm gonna keep sharing the episodes and stuff. I don't know how that's gonna play out. But.
Dude, you're unemployable. If you need professional advice, I have this guy at Ameriprise that's willing to give it.
Yo, Ameriprise, fuck you.
Fuck you, bro. Grow up.
It's funny. Yeah.
This is better than what you're doing.
Yeah, but I just like, can you see me like working with kids? I'm like, hey, what's up? Pussy. Like, my dad hits me a lot. Oh, bitch. Like, idiot, go get a job.
I bet you cried, little bitch. That's why you left, because you cried.
So my girlfriend's going to UW, and she was taking this class, and they're talking about at-risk kids. And I was like, okay, hold up. What's at-risk, okay? And she's like, okay, well, like poverty, you know, not ideal situation. Like, dude, That means like 75% of the kids are at risk in this country. Let's be fucking real, bro. So like
I've been going, it's an issue.
So I've been going around and I'm like, babe, I need help. I'm at risk. I'm at risk. I have no money. You I'm at risk. I guess, but yeah.
I mean, you remember home. I mean, you had two parents, but I mean, like
one.
Like, yeah, but I don't know. But like,
I'm at risk. Help me.
You didn't have to go to school.
My bills are late. I'm at risk. My cat has an at-risk father.
Oh, no. We're going to look into it, Hoot.
A weird
picture of Hoot with like a heroin needle. Like,
at risk. We take that door to door.
You have like a rubber band like around your arm.
No.
My heroin addicted cat. She has the shakes.
It's the new show on TLC.
You Monkey put a on bandana a cat's on back.
But a fact that she learned in class was at-risk children are more likely to have heart disease.
Just whoa. Stress? Just literal stress?
Well, I think stress and then not having like the resources for like a good diet and health insurance and shit like that. Which was, at first I was like, they're just throwing out anything now. But that kind of makes sense.
No, I think it makes sense.
My mom's poor. I'm going to die of heart disease. Help me. I'm at risk.
Later on.
Yeah. Final thoughts. This episode flew by. Holy shit.
Whoa.
It's already like done.
Whoa.
Cyrus?
What are we going to do?
Camera's dying too, so.
How many more episodes we got in here? Due to
after this one, we got two more.
And then we're in Seattle.
Yes.
We're at the Seattle office.
I'm so fucking excited,
dude. The Seattle studio.
Dude, this is fucking... Oh, man. Over 4 years in the making, dude. So stoked.
Next chapter.
I'm excited. I get my own fucking place. I can do whatever the fuck I want. I can put whatever the fuck I want wherever I want. Oh, man.
As long as it doesn't hurt anyone's back. I got this. Do I found this island? Our old roommate. I found this island on the side of the road, and our old roommate was just nitpicky about every little thing.
He's a little bitch down in Austin, Texas.
Little bitch, Sean. sorry, not it was
not someone, in a public forum. Stop it.
It was someone named Jean.
Jean. Jean.
Anyway, this guy Jean. So we bring this like it's from like okay it's from a garage it's a
it's
table
nice.
Yeah it's a table
it's free
but yeah it was free on the side of the road and we bring it into the house and this guy's Jean is like
just looking at it in the parking lot.
He's like, it's gonna hurt my back.
What does that mean?
What do you don't use it then? Good. I was like, good thing it's free. Like you, oh dude.
And you know what,
wait,
dude?
If you guys don't want it, yeah. I'll take it.
Dad, do you want that?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're having a liquidation sale. Everything you see is going.
Yeah, I want that.
Comes
that.
Free with the.
That go great in our kitchen.
Part, your back is gonna start hurting.
Oh, it's okay. It already hurts.
The tablecloth is free with it.
Yeah.
I don't want that piece of.
Dude, you wanna start helping me take some shit down to the dumpster tonight?
Sure.
Let's take those two tables back there.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Lacey. Oh, camera just died.
Yeah.
So close.
Why are we so broken?
Final thoughts.
Let's make some music.
You heard it here first.
Yeah.
Podcast's
gonna get big this year. Mark my words.
We got more skits coming at ya.
We're busy. I'm busy.
You're unemployed.
I'm busy.
You have COVID. You're waiting on a test. On a COVID
I am
test.
Waiting on a test.
Ryan has not been tested.
Hey, stop.
The pie truck is going to get you.
He's fat. These rumors
He's
are not true.
He's going to make you edit it this time.
There's nothing to edit.
What about the speakeasy? What about it?
It's at risk. Yeah, I do actually have to get a COVID test this week, though, so.
It's easy.
No, yeah?
I literally made mine, and then I went
there 5 minutes
later.
That thing up your nose?
No, you do it yourself, and they say make big circles in your nostril, and then they count for you. And then it makes your eyes water, but it's not bad.
No, did you cry or something, little bitch?
Shut up. So what if I did?
Looks like they're giving you a lobotomy when they go all the way in there.
That's where I come for the probe.
Wait, a lobotomy, I thought, is like through your eye.
Yeah, I was just comparing it to that.
Like, dude, just shut up. You're so dumb.
You guys are fucking fetus. Dumb. You look like you have a fucking lobotomy. You fucking dumb fuck. You dumb garbage cat.
Dude, keep it PG. Face.
Why don't you go back to your trailer?
You're not going to have any job ever because of what you're saying. Canceled.
Go back to your fake low apartment life. In fake New York / LA, wherever the fuck you're from. You're not a model.
Oh, man. I don't think I have anything else.
That's because you're nothing.
Yeah, so stay tuned. Hopefully, I'm pointing to the camera, even though it's off. Do maybe some salvia next episode.
Yeah.
All right.
Legal salvia.
Do you want to go look at a smoke shop after this?
I'll just
go next week.
Yeah, they're probably not open right now.
Next week.
I don't know. Probably like 10.
Yeah, almost. Yeah, 10:45.
10:45.
4:05.
10:45 Sunday night. This is
Sunday. 20% episode Salvia. Round one.
That's
Salvia.
Actually really good. That's impressive.
Yeah, you sound like Vince McMahon.
You don't even sound
there.
Like yourself.
20%.
You've been really good at
it. Are you ready for the 20%?
He sounds like he should be announcing like a monster truck rally.
Grave Digger.
Everyone's favorite. That was my favorite.
Famous.
Grave Digger. Coming this summer.
You should edit it to like a highlight reel of Grave Digger, but make like give sound effects and stuff to make it seem like a horror trailer. Like.
No survivors.
That voice is so wild.
It's so good, bro. Do something with that.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh, it's amazing.
Oh man.
Brought to you by Titty Lotion. Tittylotion.com. Discount code 20%.
Grave Digger.
Oh yeah, Titty Lotion.
Use discount code Grave Digger.
Go to tittylotion.com. Discount code Gravedigger
for 0% off.
Only $60 bottles brought down to you $45. Discount code 20%.
Thanks for watching the 20%. Why are we so broken?
Why are we so broken?
Yeah,
that's great. Let's roll out.
Thanks for sharing this blessed Sunday with us. Find us everywhere at the 20 pod. Yeah, this one's for you, Gravedigger.
See some flyers.
Play some outro music.
Why are we so broken?
Computer guy?
Pull that up. So
Peace.
They obviously, if you're white and you think, if you're out there and you're
we're
white,
never gonna get a sponsor.
If you're out there and you're Caucasian and you think that but Pocahontas is in your lineage, she's not. Okay, your grandma said that because she's slightly interested in diversity because she's trying to get into that. Sorry, I got angry.
Yeah, you got that was pretty good.
That was
wait, awesome. How are your editing skills?
I can fix that. That was bad.
Well, okay, I'm sorry.